Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Good afternoon and welcome to NWCR Radio on Memorial Day. 2021 is a year that America needs to get itself back online. Back the way that Trump had us going until he was cheated out of office. Since that cheat, Biden has worked overtime with the likes of Harris, Pelosi, Schumer, Waters, and on top of that, many elite Republicans who have lost their way to destroy what Trump got going, and that we are seeing the effects of all that stupidity happening going around today. So like the demonorats will do, so unlike the demonorats will do, we here at CNM and WCR Radio are working to say God bless America and we will come back soon. Doing a one-hour show today because of the weather. Got a heck of a thunderstorm rolling through. America is about exceptionalism, something the left wants to destroy. And since they own the schools and they have succeeded in this more than any of us want to admit, from the Heritage Foundation comes this one, the real goals of the 1619 Project. And here it comes, folks. Today's show is all about America. Today is Memorial Day, like I said, and we need facts that the lamestream lying liberal media always leave out. From Frederick Douglass to Martin Luther King Jr., many Americans have tried to bridge America's racial divide. America's newspaper of record believes it has discovered a new way. No longer preaching faith in the Constitution or civic brotherhood, the New York Slimes hopes that by creating enough hatred for the nation's foundings, its ideals, and for America's majority group, justice and harmony will somehow emerge. This, anyway, is the idea behind its 1619 Project. Its lead essay, written by activist Nicole Hannah Jones, falsifies important parts of American history with a view to engineering this new approach. While it has been roundly debunked by a chorus of renowned academics for gross factual and thematical inaccuracies, its most outlandish claim is that the American Revolution was fought to protect slavery. The preeminent historian of the American Revolution, Gordon Wood, points out that he does not know of any colonist who said that they wanted independence in order to preserve their slaves, nor does anyone else. There is no historical record for this. After months of embarrassing criticism, the Times finally issued a non-apology apology, in which it comically calls this so-called apology an update. What looks like a redaction is really a hardening of their original position, for they still stand behind the basic point. Had the Times simply admitted its many errors, it could have begun to claw back what remains of its reputation for honest journalism, but it will not retract or apologize. No longer really a newspaper, the Slimes more and more represents the postmodern age of propaganda. Its goals of moral and political transformation, distinct from honest reporting, are barely hidden. And the 1619 Project seems to have at least three such goals. Get them when they're young. For at least a generation, many colleges and universities have taught students that America fundamentally is a white supremacist regime in need of deconstruction. By offering an accompanying school curricula, the 1619 Project explicitly targets middle and high schoolers, so far largely untouched by this propaganda. But since the 1619 Project's publication last August, tens of thousands of students in all 50 states have been taught parts of its curriculum. Last month, the administration of Buffalo Public Schools announced their district will infuse 1619 project resources into mainstream English and social studies at grades 7 to 12. Montgomery County, Maryland, and Chicago Public Schools have followed. Others will join them soon. The overriding lesson is clear. Young people must learn to despise their nation, its constitution, ideals, economic system, and its founders. They must resent and reject their past, possess an aggressive, contemptuous, and disobedient attitude toward the present, and strive forcefully to create a triumphant future where the enemies of old are punished and the innocent finally rule. Teaching young people that they have no country, that is, that there is neither God nor justice, but only their own anger to right wrongs leads to not only civilized self-rule, but to fanaticism and self-destruction. Hannah Jones has spoken openly about the project's second goal. When my editor asks me, quote, this is a quote, when my editor asks me, like, what's your ultimate goal for the project? My ultimate goal is that there'll be a reparations bill passed, unquote. In other words, as Americans learn to despise their country and their fellow citizens, they should demand a moral buyout where moral debts are settled in cash. Of course, remaining unanswered is what will happen when neither equality nor moral wholeness emerges as a result of cash transfers. Identity politics, Uber allies. But the real goal of the project, as Hannah Jones explains, is to get white people to give up their whiteness. This statement appears opaque at first, but follows the unmistakable logic of identity politics. Getting rid of whiteness means that whites must stop thinking of themselves as a group. Everybody else can think of themselves as groups, but whites cannot. To accomplish this, they must learn or be compelled to practice unreflective deference to the morally innocent, the marginalized. This means hashtag believing her without facts, or taking the victim's self-styled narrative, like the 1619 Project, as sacred and beyond rational scrutiny. As whiteness dissolves, however, all other marginalized groups must adhere even more strongly to their own group identities, like I said before. Since this final goal will surely require more than just propaganda, Hannah Jones settles for reparations for a second best arrangement. Obtaining reparations, after all, is more realistic than, like, can we get white Americans to stop being white? She notes. Nevertheless, Hannah Jones seems to think that both reparations and the dissolution of whiteness should be attempted, even if neither is likely to occur. America's liberal elites, represented by and educated in the moral fashions of the times, are remarkably short-sighted. It is not difficult to see that the new spirit of vengeance created by such journalism will lead neither to political stability nor to justice. Nor is it difficult to see why mainstream journalism has rightly fallen out of the public favor.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans apparently have no option.
Show me where it says that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
They go low, he can...
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face. And then got out of the race. He was been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we're in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Okay, even before I could give out my phone number, I got a phone call and see from...
Yeah, hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. Happy Memorial Day to you.
Yeah, man, for all those that gave their life for this great country.
Absolutely. I had a whole bunch of things that I was going to talk about today for Memorial Day, and that first one just kind of jumped right out at me, and I had to say something about it.
The unfortunate thing is they died under a country that was basically under tyranny. Ever since 1865, this country has been a tyrannous country. Anybody who believes in it, I believe, is a terrorist. We are not the original United States.
That may be so for some people, but I don't believe that way.
Well, then you are a tyrannist.
Yeah.
If you believe that the 14th Amendment should have happened the way it happened, then you would have to agree with tyranny.
No,
I do
not.
You understand it fully is what it, the reason why.
No, I don't believe in terrorism. I think terrorism is completely
no,
wrong.
No, not terrorism.
I also... Tyranny, well, tyranny and terrorism are just about the same thing, actually.
Yes, yeah, the Congress of the Lincoln administration forced the Senate of the states to vote in the 14th Amendment. They had no choice. You cannot do that under any circumstance at any time in a democracy republic country. So, therefore, we are under tyrannist until we resolve it. When we resolve it and basically... take away the 14th Amendment, we will be back to its original structure.
Yeah, and then, well, the only problem with that one is that with the 14th Amendment, it's part of the Constitution now. It has to be repealed and gotten rid of.
Yeah, it would have to be brought to the court, probably the Supreme Court. They would then vote on it properly, which they would say that, yes, it was tyranny. And then it would be up to the Congress to take it out of the amendment, dissolve it.
Yep. And right at the moment, I don't think that's going to happen. So there's the problem.
You mean under the Biden administration?
Absolutely. Under the Biden administration, that won't happen. And a lot of the things that are going on that where Americans are finally starting to wake up, they're being shut down by big tech and the media and everything else.
Yeah, I agree with you, but it's good to realize the truth of what happened and why it is we are where we're at today. Because, see, I say about 80% of our problem is due to the 14th Amendment tyranny. So much was added afterward that just basically changed the country to where we at, why we have so much population growth today, why our borders aren't being able to be protected by the United States, our own, you know, and so on and so on. Why businesses are able to write visas that allow foreigners to come into our country and take American jobs away. I mean, the H-1B visa, for one. I mean, see, all this was due to the 14th Amendment. If you read the 14th Amendment, it has no control whatsoever. It doesn't basically say much, if any, unless you really know what it says, which I do. And in that matter, it has some control, but really still not enough to say that that should be your citizenship law. There's not enough in it. If you read the first citizenship law written by the Founding Fathers in 1790, the federal naturalization laws. Now that had control. It had reasonable things that you needed to do to become a citizen.
Yeah.
Whatever the Founding Fathers did was well thought of, and it wasn't created by either greed or power. It was created to create a nation that would work the best for the people. So anything after the Founding Fathers was purely created by greed and power. Those assholes, those idiots, anybody afterward who tried to change the United States, were just that. And I wouldn't even doubt if it was infiltrated by the British to help take us down. Anything after the Founding Fathers.
Yeah, well, I was just I've got the 14th Amendment up on my other computer right now, and it's in four sections. But you are right. One of the problems with the 14th Amendment is it says that all persons born or naturalized in the United States, they have gone to the point where all of these people are coming in illegally just to have babies so that those babies are United States citizens, and that is completely wrong.
Right, exactly. Well, it says all persons born within or naturalized, and it says, what else? It says after that it goes, and subject
to jurisdiction
thereof, which is thereof is the United States. So what does subject mean? This has been a very hot topic. I believe subject means citizen, because subject, myself, that's what I get from reading it. I feel like citizen subject means citizen. You are a subject of the...
I actually take that a little bit differently, because it says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction. That means that they are...
Yeah, but you have to be a citizen to be subject to the jurisdiction.
Yeah, and you have to be a citizen, but if you're illegal, you're not subject to our jurisdictions.
No.
And the thing that really bothers me is that, like, you and me and the people who do the shows on this network, all of us, if we're American citizens, we have to work at least a decade in order to be able to pull any help from the government out of what our work in the United States and our taxes have paid so that we can get benefits. Whereas these guys are coming in and they're getting benefits immediately, and who's paying for that? We are.
That's right. So they're going to work us to death. We won't have anything in the end. And,
Do
you think these people coming over even care or think about it? They do not care about us one bit. They despise us. They laugh in our behind our back. They'll take whatever they'll be given. It's disgusting.
Yeah, and there was a thing that I did, and I've got it set up for tomorrow. I do a daily update every day, kind of like Rush did, and it's a video thing. But tomorrow I've got it set up to talk about something that has happened, is happening in Los Angeles County. And it starts out by saying that California is the largest open-air insane asylum in the world. And this came out of the
news.
This came out of the LA Times, and it says the other news media are staying away from it, and for a reason. You know, they're staying away from it because the leftist agenda is hiding the truth. Now, from the LA Times, it says, gives 10 points. The first one is 40% of all workers in LA County, and that's 10.2 million people, are working for cash and not paying taxes. This is because they are predominantly illegal invaders. The paper called them immigrants, working without a green card.
Sure.
Number two, 95% of all warrants for murder in Los Angeles are from illegal aliens.
Right.
And it goes on. It says number three is 75% of all people.
Where are you getting this information from?
It came from a place called We the People News.
We the People News. Okay, because I like to get that in my hands. And also the one about you were talking about the 1619 project, that's insanity.
Oh, that's complete insanity. But what they're doing is they're teaching our children this.
Oh, I know. They're pushing that. They're pushing that. And what's this new one? There's a 1619, and then there's something about genetic or what's the one called? It's called starts with a C. Oh man, you know what I'm talking about? There's like another. They're trying to add that to our school programs. I forgot.
Oh, that's that CRT, the critical race theory.
Critical race. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
And that's about as
insanity upon insanity, my friend. How can we stand for this? I mean, really,
well,
it's our country. It's
yeah,
pretty,
but here's
we should just get out there and basically shut it down.
Yeah, and the problem is that they're hitting us with so many things at one time now that the
people
cannot.
You know what it
cannot...
is? The parents. If the parents don't agree with it, they go down to their school district, it would be out the door in a second.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think last week... on my last Friday show, not
hey, without
one
the taxpayers' money, brother, they have nothing, zero.
Absolutely,
I would start teaching my kid at school, at home, homeschool them all, take them all home. Forget about who cares about other people's culture, background, and history. I want my kid to know mathematics, science, English, literature. I don't care about this other garbage.
Yep, reading, writing,
and
arithmetic.
If you
want to
teach your kid that, they can learn that at home. They can learn that garbage at home. But, you know, my kid's going to learn mathematics, science, literature, art, and music, and about the United States from 1776. That's it.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, the things that's going on in this country, what's happening right now is that things are happening so fast and furious.
Yeah, that's
that
the thing, man.
You,
it happens so quickly, all this. Crazy.
Yeah, and you would have to be almost superhuman to catch all of it, and so most people are not catching any of it.
And they got too many things on their plate that they're distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man, people need to pay attention. Because this is what's happening. This is, like you say, this is Marxism, this is communism, and this is socialism. All coming
at it. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and that, I've got an article here from May 31st, which was actually yesterday. Well, yeah, yesterday. No, it's today. It says that Arizona governor vetoes 22 bills, including election integrity and anti-critical race theory legislation. So, you know, even in states that you would hope that critical race theory would be pushed off, the governor's vetoing it.
Vetoing what, to not allow it?
Yeah, well, they've got bills in Arizona that are trying to get rid of critical race theory, and the governor vetoed it. I guess the governor wants it.
Who is this governor? Who is he? Who is this person?
Says he's a Republican, says he won't sign any more bills until a budget is passed, which that's actually kind of like a good thing. But his name is Doug Ducey. Says
Doug
he
Ducey,
voted, he vetoed 22 bills on May 28th, including measures relating to election integrity and critical race theory. Lawmakers need to focus on passing a budget.
You know, I think these are infiltrated Democrats, liberals in the Republican Party. There's no way that a Republican would do that.
Well, you know, the problem is that we've got like people like Mitt Romney. He calls himself a Republican, but he's not.
No, he's not.
And
he's lost all his testosterone. That guy's got zero testosterone, no backbone. He didn't have it back when he was running for president. That's why he didn't win. He is definitely cannot be a Republican. You cannot not have a backbone and have testosterone and be. If you don't have those two things, then you're not a Republican.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And the problem is that so many don't.
Yeah, I know that's right. There's so many don't that don't. They're afraid. They're afraid to lose their position of a lifetime career as a in Congress.
Yeah, and then you do have a couple, you know, like Jim Jordan, he'll speak out. Ted Cruz, he'll speak out. But God, there's so many Republicans that just won't say a thing when need.
You know, I came from Sarasota County, and that's Vern Buchanan. He's not so bad. He actually was born in Detroit, like I was. And so he's not bad. If you look at his voting record, it's pretty good. Vern Buchanan.
Vern Buchanan. I'll have to remember that name.
Yep. He's out
trying
of Florida.
In here.
Sarasota County.
Ah, okay. Yeah, well, Florida seems to have its share of good ones right at the moment. I know my state
doesn't. Yeah, what do you think about Matt Gaetz? What do you think about Matt Gaetz?
He's
a strong one. He's not putting up with any garbage, man.
Yeah,
he said 1776. He was having a rally, and he said 1776, which basically states it's time for a revolution, my friends.
Yeah, and you know, and it's really true. Colorado has one too. That Bobbitt.
Okay.
She's been pretty active out there too. So, and I think it's really awesome that we're getting all these people coming in and actually starting to speak, but they're all, for the most part, junior in Washington. They're not somebody who's been around for a long time. So people kind of, you know, except for Ted Cruz, he's been around for a while, but a lot of these
The thing about Ted Cruz is under the 14th Amendment, he would not be a citizen of the United States.
Yeah,
I believe he's Cuba. He's
well,
Cuban, isn't he?
He was born in, I think he was born in Canada. And because of that, he would not be able to be.
But he's Cuban. I think they migrated from Cuba to Canada, and then they came to the United States.
Yeah. Okay, well, his parents came from Cuba. I think he was born in Canada, but since he was not born in
the
United States.
Cuban, just because of the fact that he's Cuban, he couldn't be a... Because if you read the 1790 citizenship law written by the founding fathers, are you aware of the federal naturalization laws? Now, the founding fathers were geniuses. I'm sure you would agree to that. And everything that they did was well thought of. Now, they didn't write that citizenship law until 3 years after the Constitution. Now, what they said was everybody will have equal rights under the Constitution. in the United mm-hmm. States, but not all will be citizens.
Well, it also
law, it said alien-free white. So this is a white country. This is what it was based on to be. Alien
well, with
white.
With Ted Cruz, he can run for Congress, he can run for Senate, he can run do that, but because he was not a naturalized, he's not a natural citizen
well,
of the
saying,
United States, he wasn't born here, he cannot be president.
Well, what I'm saying is he can't even be a citizen. The federal naturalization laws said this is a white nation. The founding fathers said alien-free white. Now, the reason why they wanted this to be a people of likeness is because they realize in a democracy, you'll always have a minority group or groups that will want to be eventually the majority. They'll want to have the power. So they decided that they better stick with a country of people of likeness. So they couldn't say British, you know what I mean? They couldn't say British citizens or American citizens because there were also already at the time German and Irish people here. So
mm-hmm.
they decided to go with just basically their, you know, what people would consider their color, which would be white. So then that's what they wrote. The federal naturalization law says alien-free white are citizens of the United States. As long as you follow the rules of that citizenship law, the federal naturalization laws.
Okay.
That's where we need to go back to. That's what we need to go back to. You know, just because all these people are here and been given citizenship like candy, you know, they can come here, work and learn and study, but, you know, they just aren't citizens. Okay, I travel the world, man. I've been to all these countries, and they give me a visa for 6 months, and I can't vote on their country. I can't be a citizen, and I don't want to be. I can go mm-hmm. there. They're going to give me a visa, and that's fine. And that's exactly what the Founding Fathers created.
Well, I think a little differently on that. I think, you know, it's like the guy who does our show.
Well, that's too bad, man. Well, you'd be a tyrannist, man, basically.
You know, well, the guy who does our show on Saturday, he is a black man, and he actually spoke something on Saturday that I thought was really great. This is from him.
I
don't care, man. My founding fathers override a black man. And what is that?
And nobody is guiltless when it comes to how we interact in this world. No group of people is totally guiltless when dealing with things going on in the world. But the thing that I've noticed in all my 52 and a half years of living is that the people who are the biggest hypocrites are those that we see on the left, the liberals, the Democrats, you know, the socialists in hiding, as I like to call them, you know, and the hypocrisy that goes on with these folks is just totally beyond me, really. And why the thing that frustrates me the most are, you can see their hypocrisy. You can see it as plain as day. And the thing that frustrates me the most is the people who are on the left, the people who vote these people into office and they cast their vote, say, I want him in, whatever. They never call them out on their hypocrisy. It's like you see it plain as day, but you just want to stick your head in the sand and say, oh, there's nothing to see here. And when you point it out to them, they see it, but they just don't want to see it. They come up with some excuse, oh, well, you know, so-and-so did it, and so-and-so. No, we're not talking about so-and-so. We're talking about your boy. Your boy is out there accusing people of certain things, and then he turns around and does the same thing, but you don't criticize him because that's your boy. But, you know, someone who you don't favor, the least little accusation that is made against that person, you jump to conclusions. You just jump on it. Yeah, I told you he was this. I told you he was that. I told you. I knew it all along. But when your favorite person or your personality gets caught in some dirt, you want to sit there and say, oh, well, let's wait for the evidence to come out. Let's give him a chance. But you don't want to give the persons you don't favor a chance. And I see this all the time. I see it all the time. And I'm like, and see, here's the thing about me. Even though I tend to have conservative leanings and whatever, if you are a conservative and you get caught up in some dirt, I'm calling you out on it. Because my thing is not about being a conservative or a liberal, a Republican or a Democrat or a libertarian or anything like that. My thing is about to be about the truth. That's why I tell people I am a Christian first. Then I'm an individual. Then I'm an American. Then I'm a black man. By me being a Christian, that means I'm going to have to cling to the truth. I can't just be swayed by someone's speeches. They say, oh, this person is like this. Oh, really? He's like that? Okay, well, I'm going to think like you too. And see, the thing that frustrates me too about my fellow black people is we all act like we're monoliths. We all act like we're a collective with some common group think, that we have to think a certain way because of our skin color. And see, I don't hold to that point of view because, like I said, I'm a Christian first. I'm an individual second. And I'm going to cling to my individuality. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but let me check out the evidence. And, of course, you know, and I say it on this show all the time. They call me the cute little name, the coon, and you're sell out and you're this and you're Uncle Tom, Uncle Ruckus and all that crazy mess. You say whatever you want to. But it doesn't change. It's not going to, if I know something to be the truth, it's not going to change my point of view. Now, if I know something is an opinion and someone shows me the truth about it, I'm going to drop my opinion for the truth. That's what I'm about. And despite what you all think about Christian people, a true Christian is going to hold to the truth. See, you got a lot of people out there that say, oh, you Christians, y'all the ones that put people in slavery and y'all the hypocrites and everything. No, a true Christian is not a hypocrite. True Christians don't steal people from their lands and put them in slavery. That's not a true Christian. But you got people, because you don't like Christians anyway, once again, when someone makes that accusation against Christians, you jump right on it.
And that is so true. But what we have today is Memorial Day. Memorial Day is a time for reflection and thankfulness for all those men and women who served our country and died in battle protecting American freedoms. And the sad part about it is so many of these freedoms are being taken away from us from the faux administration that we have now. And people are allowing this to happen. New Mexicans from across the state are holding ceremonies statewide to honor these fallen heroes and paying their respect to them for their sacrifices. Here are some of the New Mexican messages thanks to those who served. Congresswoman Yvette Harrell, New Mexico's 2nd District, said, "Today we remember and honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice to preserve our freedom. Greater love has no one than this, Scripture tells us, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Today we honor the men and women of America's armed forces who gave their lives for their friends and their families and for a grateful nation." Congresswoman Sandoval County Commissioner Jay Block, who is a gubernatorial candidate here for Republicans and a retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, says, "This Memorial Day, I ask you to take some time to remember the fallen and the sacrifices and their families that they and their families made to keep our nation free and strong. We will always honor them and never forget them." That's not what the left wants, but that's what we need to do. This picture, and it shows a picture there of a soldier by a cross, says this picture was taken Memorial Day 2014 in France. The name on the cross is my great uncle, Euclid Bork, who was killed in action on January 1945. I think I am the only family member ever to visit him and told him that day that I will be back. Republican Party of New Mexico Chairman Steve Pierce said, today we all honor and remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice fighting for our freedoms. We must never forget the brave men and women of our armed forces who served and gave their lives for our great nation throughout its history. These fallen heroes have allowed us all to live in a country that's safe and free. And there's where we start running into problems again with the liberal left. Today, we pay special tribute to these patriots who served to defend our way of life, and we should always be inspired by their courage and dedication to protect the ideals of freedom, justice, and equality. State Senator Mark Moores, Republican and nominee for Congress in the 1st District, and he's also running for governor here in New Mexico. On this special day of remembrance, my wife Lisa and I want to pay tribute to the brave men and women of our armed forces who fought and died in defense of our great nation. We honor their memory and their service. These heroes were our greatest public servants, and they made the ultimate sacrifice in defense of democracy. This is a day to reflect, remember, and honor these fallen heroes to help protect our nation, defend our freedoms, and ensure our American way of life. Now, there was nothing there from our tyrannical governor, who hasn't said a thing that I can find. And all of the others, like the people in our Senate who are part of the state of New Mexico on the liberal side, the conservative side, I haven't seen any of them. Jacob Candelaria hasn't said anything that I know of. So until they do, there's not too much that I can say about those kind of things. Now, this whole thing comes down to the people knowing our Constitution. And we have to start learning what this Constitution says. The Constitution, we will come out and read a book that's got 400 or 500 pages in it and go through that book and just enjoy the heck out of it. Okay? Constitution is nowhere near that long, but we have to start learning what the heck it says. And in the Constitution, I do not see anything where it talks about white people. It talks about the people of the United States. And the people of the United States can be white, they can be yellow. If they were born here, they can be black, they can be brown, they can be anything. But if they were born here and a naturalized citizen, then they are people of the United States. Vincent Brown was born here. His parents were born here. They have been naturalized and are citizens of the United States. But the first part of the Constitution says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Article 1, Section 1 talks about Congress. Says all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and a House of Representatives. Then it goes into the House of Representatives, Section 2. The House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen every second year by the people of the several states. And it said several states. Now we've got 50. According to Obama, we got 57. But we got 50 states, and the electors of each state shall have qualifications requisite for electors of the most numerous branches of the state legislature. No person shall be a representative who shall not have attained to the age of 25 years and been 7 years a citizen of the United States. So people can come to the United States and become citizens of the United States if they do it legally. And that's where a lot of these things are coming in right now. We have all these people in our government who talk about how if you're an illegal, you have rights here in the United States. No, you don't. If you're an illegal, you came into this country and the first thing you did when you stepped on this country's land was break a law. And it's not a state law, it's a federal law. And as long as the left continues to do this, they are wrong. You cannot bring illegals into this country and give them all kinds of rights that it takes the citizens years to get. I was born here in the United States. My dad was born here in the United States. My dad's mom, on the other hand, was born in Finland. She came over legally. She went through the whole process, became a citizen of the United States. We have to start realizing here, folks, that the one thing that is going wrong with this country right now is our laws and our constitution are not being followed. And until they are, this country is in a downward spiral. And any amendment in the constitution that people do not agree with, they can go through the rightful ways of getting rid of that amendment and get themselves a new amendment written and go through the whole process to repeal an amendment. But until it is repealed, it's part of the law of the land. And granted, because mankind is imperfect, our Constitution is going to be imperfect, but it can be fixed. It can be adjusted. It can be made more right. And we have to start putting God back into the picture too, because without him, this whole thing is a moot point. I know a lot of people in our country right now who will shut me down because I believe in Christianity. I believe in my God. I believe that with my God, I can do anything. For with God, you can do anything. But this nation, the left especially, has turned away from God, has turned away from the things that we need to do to keep this country great. And they're tearing this country apart. Joe Biden, from the very first day, started tearing apart things that were actually put in place by the previous president, who should still be president, by the way, who was put into play by President Trump, like the pipeline, which helped thousands and thousands of people, brought down our oil prices, made America independent when it came to the OPEC crap, took us away from that. And then as soon as Biden came in, he wrote a thing and shut that whole thing down. Now we're going back to where we were before. We're dependent on our enemies for our energy. How is that a good thing? How is that doing for America? It's not. When Biden took the office of presidency, gasoline prices here in Albuquerque were actually in places at $1.49 a gallon. Now I've seen gas stations that are at $3.30 a gallon. And this isn't the highest price place in the nation. Right now you've got gas prices in California that are heading up towards $5 a gallon. I've talked with Douglas V. Gibbs, who is a person who teaches the Constitution out of California, and he teaches classes out there, and he's told me the gas prices are getting ridiculous. But it's all by design. It's all by what the Democrats and the liberals and the socialists, communists of this nation want. They want to push this. But I'm down to the last 7 minutes of the show. And essentially what I wanted to do with today's show is put out a small thank you from everyone here at Conservative Nation Media to the people who have fought for this nation, to the people who have died to keep us safe in this nation. And these are people we have to remember, folks, because without them, we would no longer be free. But in order to stay free, we have to stop electing people who want to destroy this country. And I could name a whole bunch of them right now. Gavin Newsom in California, the tyrannical governor of New Mexico, Grisham, Whitmer in Michigan, Cuomo in New York. Biden, Harris, Waters, any number of these people, they need to be taken out of office. They need to be taken out of office to save this country. And until the people wake up, and until the people start doing something about what is going on, we're going to continue to have more summers like last summer was, where Black Lives Matter were all over the place, rioting, saying that they had every right in the world to riot. No, they didn't. The Constitution does not give them that right. The Constitution gives them the right to protest, peacefully protest. But once they became violent, they became criminals. And nobody would do anything about it. There is where this nation is going bad. There is where this nation is going under. We have laws that are supposed to be there to protect the citizens of the United States. And when the police tried to do that, they were lambasted. They were convicted. They were taken to jail for doing the right things, trying to keep America safe. And it happened here in New Mexico. Maybe not to as great a an event as it was in other states. And then we had people like Cuomo, who put people into old age homes who had COVID and then denied it, then came down on Trump for not doing what he needed to do to keep the people safe, when Trump sent hospital ships to New York to be used for this, and Cuomo wouldn't use them. So who's to blame for that one? It wasn't Trump, I guarantee you. Just like I can guarantee you that Trump did not lose the last election. Biden did. But because the cheat was on, we lost a president who was actually fighting for us and got one who wants to destroy us. Kamala Harris was put in charge of the border. She hasn't been down there one time. She has not been down there one time. And all I can say is she's not doing her job. Neither is Biden. Neither is Pelosi. Neither is Schumer. Neither is Maxine Waters. Neither is Grisham. Neither is Whitmer. None of these idiots are doing their jobs according to the Constitution, which they must. All of them should be impeached. All of them should be taken out. All of them should be replaced in office with somebody who will follow the laws of the land. And that's all. That would make America a better place to live in. That would make America a better place if we just start following our own laws. One of the few things the federal government actually has as a job is to keep Americans safe. Their job does not include health care. Their job does not include Obamacare. Their job does not include putting something in place for people to have health care. That's not even part of the government's job. Yet they continue. One of these days, maybe we'll get it right. One of these days, maybe people will start thinking and actually get out a copy of the Constitution and read it. You could probably read the whole thing in about 20 minutes. It's not that long. Even with all the new amendments in there, it's not that long. And if you believe in America, if you believe in our Constitution, if you believe in our Republic, because we're not a democracy, we are a constitutional republic. If you believe in that, then Americans will start voting out the people in office who will not do what their job description says they must. And few of them who are in office right now are doing what they should be doing. For the most part, there is no Democrats who are doing what they should be doing. Some will turn and do the right thing once in a while. But there are Republicans who do. We are at the end of the hour right now, and we will be back on Friday for our next show. We hope that everybody is having a great Memorial Day, and we will see you on Friday. God bless you all. God bless our troops. God bless all of our militaries. God bless America. Have a great day. God bless you all. Thank you. Happy Memorial Day.